Chapter 4. Atalanta's Race. The Caledonian Boar Hunt. When Artemis was forgotten at a sacrifice by King Onias, she was so angry that she sent the Caledonian Boar, a wild boar that ravaged the land, men, and cattle, and prevented crops from being sown. Meleager, the son of Onias, and a hero in Argonautic expedition, felt it his lot to kill the beast. Manlike and hardy, Atalanta offered herself as a member of the band of heroes assembled under Meleager for the dangerous adventure. At first, the men demurred to her request, but Meleager, who loved her at first sight, quickly silenced any opposition. The group went on the boar hunt. The boar rushed right and left, and some warriors met their untimely death. However, the young woman was not to be daunted. Very soon, she was able to inflict a severe spear wound on the boar, and Meleager had the honor to thrust his sword into its reeking sides, thus killing it for good. The hide of the boar, promised as a top prize, was duly awarded to Meleager, who then gave it to his beloved. Out of protest and jealousy, two of Meleager's uncles tried to snatch the skin away from the girl, which enraged the prince, who killed them in order to restore the prize to its rightful owner. Wild with grief, Althea, Meleager's mother, threw a charmed log on the fire, and thus consumed her son's life as it burned. Foot race. The Greek word atalantos literally means equal in weight, which may well be related to the success of Atalanta in various contests with men, such as in hunting, foot race, and wrestling. The ancient Greeks enjoyed sporting events, particularly foot racing. Wealthy admirers or spectators would often give large gifts to successful athletes. Though foot races were physically challenging, if successful, athletes could become very rich. There were many lengths and types of foot races in ancient Greece. The standard distance that these races were measured in was the stade, where one stade is approximately 185 meters, which the mythical founder of Olympic Games could allegedly cover in one breath. What is called a marathon today gets its name from the 280-mile, 451-kilometer, distance covered by the runner Pheidippides over the course of 3 to 4 days from Athens to Sparta and then back to Marathon in 490 BC. He was sent to gain the help of the Spartans against the attack of the Persian army in Marathon. Another event in the ancient Olympic Games was the pentathlon, which was a combination of 5 events: discus, javelin, jumping, running, and wrestling. This race reflected the ancient Greek belief that one's body should be strong as a whole and not just in one area. Aristotle describes a man's ultimate physical beauty as a body capable of enduring all challenges. This is why he viewed the athletes in the pentathlon as the most beautiful of them all.